USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The federal judge declined to immediately rule on whether to appoint an independent reviewer of the material that was taken from former President Trump's Florida home by the FBI. The judge did order to have a more detailed inventory of what was taken unsealed by the FBI. The former president continues to maintain that he did nothing wrong when he brought the sensitive materials to Florida last year.
Then all of a sudden you're leaving, and stuff gets packed up and sent.
Right.
All sorts of stuff. You know, mostly the boxes, pictures and newspapers and shirts and gear and, you know, golf balls.
Former New York Police Department officer Thomas Webster, who unsuccessfully tried to convince a Washington, D.C. jury that he was merely acting in self-defense against a police officer who he assaulted on January 6th, I'm Tony Maruso, and this is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol has sent a letter to former Republican House Speaker Newt Gingrich seeking his voluntary cooperation to discuss his role in promoting false claims that the 2020 presidential election had been stolen. The committee wants to learn more about communications Gingrich had with senior advisors in former President Donald Trump's White House about television advertisements that relied on false claims about the election. National testing for nine-year-olds revealed scores for math and reading are down, their largest margin in more than 30 years. Vulnerable students are falling furthest behind, with scores plunging four times lower than their top-performing classmates. Karen Lewis with the Northwest Evaluation Association, an education nonprofit in Oregon, says more focus needs to be placed on students facing the biggest hurdles.
We need to make sure that we're paying attention to which kids have been hardest hit, kids in high poverty schools, Black, Hispanic, Indigenous students, students that were lower achieving to begin with, and making sure those kids are receiving supports proportional to their needs.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge declined to immediately rule on whether to appoint an independent reviewer of the material that was taken from former President Trump's Florida home by the FBI. The judge did, however, order to have a more detailed inventory of what was taken unsealed by the FBI. The Justice Department said that investigators have already finished their review of potentially privileged records and that the former president has no legal grounds to demand the return of presidential documents because they do not belong to him since he is no longer president. Well, they have chosen a winner in Alaska.
Mary Peltola, a Democrat former state lawmaker, won a special election to fill Alaska's only U.S. House of Representatives seat. She will also become the first Alaska native to represent the state in Congress.
Well, just a tremendous sense of gratitude and appreciation for the people who've put trust in me to fill out the remainder of Congressman Young's term. He's represented Alaska very well for the last 49 years, and it's just a tremendous honor.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Everyone likes a nice stretch, but I don't think hanging upside down is the best way to go. That's what happened to Christine Falders in Ohio. She and her friend were working out at a 24/7 gym at 3 in the morning when she got stuck upside down on an inversion table. She called her friend Jason, but he couldn't hear her from where he was. So she called 911 from her smartwatch after being in that position for 6 minutes. At least she got a chuckle out of it.
And since my feet were back on the ground, I mean, I laughed at myself all day long.
I'm Tony Maruso. This is USA Radio News.